With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Two more cases of lung injuries associated with vaping products were confirmed in Montana today. That brings the state's total to 7 cases, including one death. MTPR's Corin Cates Carney reports.
The state health department says both new cases involve people from Cascade County with a history of vaping. One of the individuals is in their teens and the other in their 20s. An investigation continues into what specific products were used. The state health department says it continues to work with federal agencies in a national investigation of vaping-related lung injuries. In the announcement of the two new cases Thursday, state health officials referred to the situation as a fast-paced and ongoing outbreak. The department says e-cigarette products should, quote, never be used by youth, young adults, pregnant women, or adults who do not currently use tobacco products, unquote. The state of Montana is currently in a legal battle with a vaping industry group over Governor Steve Bullock's order to temporarily ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. The ban is not in effect while each side awaits a court ruling. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
The Montana Public Service Commission has approved a $6.5 million rate increase for Northwestern Energy customers, less than 20% of the increase the utility initially sought. The commission on October 30th approved the rate increase, which is part of a settlement brought by Northwestern and several customer groups that intervened in the utility's proposal to raise rates by more than $34 million a year. The Billings Gazette first reported on the settlement details. Federal regulators have ordered the Keystone Pipeline to remain shut down until its Canadian owner determines the cause of a breach that leaked an estimated 383,000 gallons of oil in northeastern North Dakota. The Federal Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration issued the order to Alberta-based TC Energy on Tuesday. The order also requires the company to send the failed section of pipe to an independent laboratory for testing and develop a plan for remediation and restarting the line. The pipeline has been shut down since October 29th, when a leak covering about 22,500 square feet near Edinburgh was first discovered. TC Energy said in a statement it expects to have the damaged section of pipeline excavated by the end of the week, adding it has about 200 people working around the clock on cleanup and remediation activities. About 65% of the leaked crude oil has been recovered as of Wednesday. A former chairman of the Blackfeet Nation has pleaded guilty to federal wire fraud charge on Wednesday. As Aaron Bolton reports, the former tribal leader faces up to 20 years in prison.
U.S. Department of Justice officials say former chairman Willie Sharp admitted to signing off on $174,000 worth of fraudulent overtime over a 15-month period for 5 workers in the tribe's Head Start program, including his wife. All of those workers have been convicted and sentenced for defrauding the child assistance program, which is supported with federal funding. 2 independent audits found the 5,800 hours of overtime to be questionable, and after its own audit, the tribe agreed. Sharp could face up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. His sentencing hearing will be held in March. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Officials say it could take more than a year to add new requirements to the state's Medicaid expansion. Montana is awaiting federal approval for its plan to require some low-income adults to work for health coverage. Corin Cates Carney reports.
When state lawmakers voted earlier this year to continue the health coverage program, they added requirements for some people on the program to work or do so-called community engagement activities for at least 80 hours a month. The new law said those requirements would be effective in January 2020, contingent on the federal government signing off on the plan. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services said Thursday that timeline won't happen. The department says the process of adding the requirements to the program could take more than a year. More than 8% of the state population gets health coverage through expanded Medicaid. Montana health officials project between 4 and 12% of people enrolled in Medicaid expansion could lose health coverage for failing to meet the work requirement. The department says it will mail letters and make phone calls to every Montanan enrolled in Medicaid expansion to tell them before the requirements take effect. The work requirements were added to Montana's Medicaid expansion in a political compromise between Democrats and Republicans to keep the health coverage program going. The policy narrowly passed out of the legislature. A federal judge has blocked similar work requirements in Arkansas, Kentucky, and New Hampshire, but Montana's new law requires the state health department to press ahead with the policy here. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio News.